Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. You know, you can listen to us anywhere you be through the Radio.com app. That's right. Or Radio.com on your computer. Or you can actually speak into your Xfinity remote. You got cable and just go, hey, radio.com. You get us on your TV. So your smartphone, your computer, your TV. Yeah, man. You can listen to KISW wherever you go.
Let's play Beat Mix.
I will beat anyone that calls in to play the game. He's smarter than you. He'll make you look lame. 60 seconds on the clock. You're going down.
To beat Migs, and we've made it to Friday!
Friday.
Oh, yeah! Look, Danny's jumping!
Oh, my gosh!
Oh, good!
We had a text earlier and we never addressed it, but I wasn't paying attention. Did Danny jump this morning? Because neither one of you guys said Danny was jumping, and the texter was a little worried about his day.
I don't know. I think Danny.
I don't think he was jumping.
I was jumping. 100%.
Were you?
Yes. Noticed, huh?
Just making sure.
Let's get to our contestant. We've got Brian in Tumwater. Brian, are you there?
Good morning,
Brian. What's he playing for today?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Oh, yeah.
But if he wins, we'll hook him up with something cool once we get past this lockdown.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Brian will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Brian, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's rock.
How many squares are there on the board game Chutes and Ladders?
100.
Yes. Fergie had the 2006 hit song Big Girls Don't What?
Cry?
Yes. Beginning with G, what is the first real name of musician Sting?
Gerald.
No.
Pass.
What is the capital of Ireland?
Dublin?
Yes. What year in the late 80s did actress Lucille Ball pass away?
87.
No.
86.
No.
88.
No. Oh. How many ounces of coffee are there in a Starbucks tall size?
16?
No.
12.
Yes. Which actress played Laurie Strode in the horror movie Halloween?
Pass.
Oh. Which musician is known as the Motor City Magnet? What was that?
Jimmy Lee Curtis.
Yes. Which musician is known as the Motor City Madman?
Stranglehold, dadgummit. I don't know. Pass. Sorry.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Correct.
Love the dadgummit, though. That was a classic. A classic non-curse. Yeah, I appreciate that. Man, that's old school right there.
That is really old school. That's something that I don't know if I necessarily would use.
Oh, you got to use dadgummit now.
Bring it back. I stick to stuff like the bee's knees and the cat's pajamas.
Yeah, dadgummit fits right in, doesn't it?
Dadgummit.
Yeah.
What the hell is dadgummit?
That was a term of frustration that Brian used.
It's kind of a southern rural sort of curse word that's not a curse word.
Yeah.
Dagnabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a form of dagnabbit, but dadgummit, I think, if you go down south.
Yeah, it's a little bit more southern for... Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
How many squares are there on the board game Chutes and Ladders?
I don't know. 4?
No.
Yeah, 6.
No.
Yeah, 6 squares. 9.
No.
That's it.
Fergie had the 2006 hit song Big Girls Don't What?
Put out.
Whoa, no.
Cry.
Yes. Yeah. Beginning with G, what is the first real name of musician Sting?
Gordon.
Yes.
Hello.
What is the capital of Ireland?
Dublin.
Yes. What year of the late 80s did actress Lucille Ball pass away?
88.
No.
87.
Nope.
89.
Yes. How many ounces of coffee are there in a Starbucks tall size?
8 ounces.
No.
Ooh. 10?
No.
12.
Yes.
Good job.
Which actress played Laurie Strode in the horror movie Halloween?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes. Which musician is known as the Motor City Madman?
Is that the Nuge? Ted Nugent?
Yes.
Nice.
Which premium cable network aired the show Watchmen?
Ooh, AMC.
No.
Showtime.
No.
HBO.
Yes. How many times has Ricky Gervais hosted the Golden Globes?
3.
No.
2.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You win. 8-5.
Oh, sorry, Brian.
It's all good. Thanks, guys. All right,
take it easy, buddy. Hey, he's back. Look at him.
Yeah.
He's kicking it.
Was it 2 times?
No.
No, he's played, I would say 4, 5, 6.
It's 5.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, and he said it was the last time he's ever going to do it, unless they probably pay him a bunch of money.
Oh, he said this time is the last time?
Doesn't he say that after every time?
I think he did, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like Daniel Craig with James Bond.
He definitely, with his monologues, Ricky Gervais tries to have it so that they don't want him back. I feel like after he took a dump all over Apple and Amazon, you think maybe they won't have him back.
The only other one that you missed, how many squares are there on the board? The board game Chutes and Ladders? There's 100.
Oh. 10 by 10 board, buddy.
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
You're going to have to get used to these board games. You'll be playing those
ones.
Yeah,
you're going to be playing
eventually.
Candyland, Chutes and Ladders.
I hope Mousetrap works its way into our world.
With all those itty bitty pieces.
Oh, that's probably not a good thing.
Yeah, maybe a couple 5, 6 years.
Yeah,
maybe.
You probably have to wait a little bit. Solid
point.
Congratulations, Steve. You won with 8 correct.
Well, speaking of Sting being from England, Gordon, good old Gordon, new study out of England found out that, you know what? Turns out your first instinct, go with it. We are better off trusting our first instinct, that gut instinct. They're saying act first, ask questions later. It is a lot of business people I know say the problem with folks and their great ideas getting into business is they try to overanalyze it. They don't really just go with their gut and fix it later.
I'm a firm believer in just trusting your gut. And I've had conversations, I think even with you in the past, where it's like, why do you want to do it that way? I'm like, I don't know, man. It's just my gut. And I feel like it's the right way to do it. And more often than not, it might work. And there are times where it doesn't. Then you just make the adjustment when it doesn't work. But I think we spend so much time over, like you brought up, just overanalyzing things and just kind of keep going in circles. It's like, well, going in circles, we're never going to make a decision. Let's just make a decision and then deal with it as it comes.
Yeah, that is not one of my stronger muscles. You have that down really well, and this survey shows that you are correct in being that person.
Thank you.
I've had to learn that. I really, really have. And I know why. I've been in enough therapy to understand why I'm the exact opposite. So it's
why?
Cool. It's because I would get punished for being original. I would get punished a lot for doing things. And then if there was a mistake, the punishment was so severe, it made me go, I don't ever want to get punished again. So I'm going to overanalyze everything to make sure that I'm perfect, which, of course, is tough. But, you know, that was just the environment that I was in. I don't exactly know why it happened. I just remember childhood things, thinking like, man, I made a mistake and I don't want to ever make a mistake again.
Okay. Makes sense. I mean, what you're saying, if you've always had dealt with bad punishment over making decisions, it would be tough to make decisions
then. And that's, yeah, that is the, I'm a super people pleaser for that reason. And you know, it's funny, you know, my parents were good parents, but sometimes when you're a parent, you say something, how a child is going to take it. You know, you just don't know, like, you don't think it's that severe of a thing that you said, and then boom, for some reason, it hits a kid's head in a certain way, and next thing you know, they got to go to therapy and give somebody a beach house to be able to figure it out. That wouldn't be me, though.
Not you, no.
I mean, because I'm sure my parents were good to me, so I don't know why I got all these phobias, except maybe sometimes they said things that everybody says to everybody, but it just hit me the wrong way.
I know a lot of it does also deal with my family and why I always go with the gut thing, because there would be lots of times where I would just be in a car with my mom and dad or with anyone in my family, and they go in circles about something over and over, and I'm just like, just pick one thing and let's go.
See, you had the reverse.
Yeah.
Like, it actually helped you with them being a pain in the butt.
It annoyed me to the point where I'm just like, why don't we just go to this store? Why do we have to go back and forth on which store we're going to?
Yeah, just pick a store. Let's just do it.
Right.
Yeah. It turns out second-guessing ourselves, we end up making worse decisions by doing that. So just go with your gut and know that you can survive whatever happens. And it's the overanalyzing. Yeah. And I guess the overanalyzing stops our brain from thinking clearly. So really, from a scientific standpoint, if you want your brain to work better, stop overanalyzing. Just make a decision. Your brain can think clearer if you do it.
And you make the adjustments if it didn't work out well.
See, this is why smart people, I think, have a disadvantage in society. Smart people just can't stop analyzing stuff over and over again.
This is the most humble brag I've ever heard you say.
Well, not me. I don't do it because I'm smart. I do it because I'm afraid to get in trouble.
I know, but it's funny because you're like, I have a hard time making decisions. I overanalyze things. And you're like, and this is why smart people have a disadvantage.
Oh, yeah.
They overanalyze.
See, I'm really pointing fingers at people who I think are smarter than me, and they're a pain in the ass. And they don't realize they're a pain in the ass. And, you know, and the world of board gaming, it's just like, you know, sometimes there are board games where I go, you have one job. You're not supposed to be the smart guy right now. In this game, you have to be one thing. It doesn't involve you being smart. So just shut up and do your job. And the super smart people can't do it. They go, I don't know. I need to figure that out. And you know what? It's a team game. You've just ruined the game because you couldn't do your one job. And I would imagine in sports or any sort of team, when you got that person that doesn't just go, hey, keep it simple, stupid, just do the one thing. But overly smart people can't do that sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. So it goes back to board games.
Of course it does.
Yeah, right. Come on, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. I would like to keep score
okay.
in this room. If we're going to do this, Steve took the first shot. Now I'm coming at him. I usually say nothing.
Oh, here we go.
Here's the first shot.
Okay.
If it always comes back to board games, let's see when it comes back to more. Board games or wrestling, okay? Who makes more mentions?
Nice.
Can we have a running tally? Vicky, would you do that?
Man, you're getting very sensitive.
I do, because
it's fun. I think it's interesting that you brought it back to board games.
But you don't see how many times it comes back to wrestling, and I don't even bring
it
up
all the time. I even preface it a lot of times saying everything revolves around wrestling.
All right, fair enough. I wasn't
taking a shot at you. I was just saying it's funny how it goes back to board games.
Well, all right. You love wrestling so much. I don't think it's funny it goes back to wrestling. That's your hobby.
I think you're overthinking this, BJ.
You're probably right.
I'm going to trust my gut and just end this conversation.
It's a good call.
Thank you.
I might be sensitive to that. Now I'm probably going to get punished.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
The Rock of Seattle. Gene Simmons of Kiss recently posted something on Twitter that caused many people to wonder if he's lost his damn mind. And it's all because of how he eats his cereal. Gene posted a picture of his cereal, and in the picture there are ice cubes in the bowl with the caption, quote, anyone else put ice cubes in their cereal?
Whoa.
What?
I'm looking at, I don't even know what kind of cereal he's eating.
Yeah,
that's like an Oreo.
Yeah, I think it's the Oreos.
Oh.
I think.
They Oreos.
Look like mini donuts, like mini chocolate donuts is what they look like.
And he mixes them with something wheats, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, like a frosted mini wheat kind of a thing.
Looks very healthy.
Yeah, very, very healthy.
I think the ice cubes are the healthy part.
There's the, he's got giant ice cubes in the cereal bowl with the milk and the cereal. And his son confirmed that, yes, his dad does this, as he retweeted it with the comment, quote, 30 years. 30 years watching my dad do this. This is my life.
He also wrote, because the outrage has been kind of funny to see on Twitter. People are losing their minds over this, which is, I think it's hilarious. And he says, let me get this straight. The man is 70 years old. This is his son saying this. Has been world famous since he was in his 20s, wears pleather and face paint for a living, and the internet is blown away that he's eccentric about food.
That's true. I understand why he's doing it, though. It's been a long time since I've had a bowl of cereal, which really made me think, I don't do cereal anymore. It was like a staple of my childhood.
Yeah, I don't
but
either.
I don't remember the last time I had a bowl of cereal.
Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to think. It might have been at like a hotel, like, you know, one of those continental breakfasts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can't remember. I mean, man, now I want just a bowl of Apple Jacks.
I want some Cap'n Crunch.
Dude, after a long day and I don't want to cook, a bowl of cereal is my dinner. And I have no shame.
You shouldn't.
It is fantastic.
Yeah, I'm not attracted to it anymore because I used to love Lucky Charms. Love Lucky Charms.
I was never attracted to them.
Yeah. Oh. It's kind of a weird way to put it.
Well, I mean,
it's just I have no desire for it.
Those Apple Jacks were very enticing.
Very sexy. You know.
But I need a few drinks in me before I'd even.
But the worst part of the cereal was when the milk got warm. I hated that. Oh, I hated it.
To me, it's when the cereal got soggy.
Yeah.
And I don't think that ice cubes will fix that.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Yeah, soggy cereal. But the cereal never stayed in my bowl long enough to get soggy, but it did stay in my bowl long enough for the milk to get lukewarm to me.
Really?
Like, cool.
I like really
ice cold milk with my cereal. I really love that. Hmm. And that's why I see why he would put the ice cubes in there, so the milk always stays ice cold.
But if you eat your cereal so slow that it would cause the milk to get warm, that would also mean that you're going to eat your cereal so slow that's going to cause the ice cubes to melt and water down your milk, which is going to make it nasty.
Yeah.
See, I don't know about that. I see your point, but ice in milk drinks like a White Russian, don't we? And stuff like that. So, I mean, it's not horrible, but I do see your point. I put like iced coffee. I have cream in my iced coffee as well as ice cubes.
Mm.
And we do have the idea of putting milk products and ice together, but for some reason, it's tripping everybody out when you do it with cereal.
It's kind of weird. And I mean, I've done it before because I do love a nice glass of ice cold milk, but putting ice inside of milk also weirds people out. Like, if I'm just having a cup of milk and I put ice in it, everyone looks at me like I'm crazy.
Oh, yeah, so you never, do that.
To me, that's like putting ice cubes in your beer.
Yeah, like,
which
see,
is also
it's weird.
Super weird. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and it's not that I do it often, but if it's like, hey, I just brought the milk home from the grocery store and it's not the temperature I want, I on occasion throw some ice in there. And it is weird, though. I think about it and I think it's weird, but it tastes better.
But yeah, it's amazing how people are tripping out over this.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
It just goes to show you when they talk about like what will make you go viral on the internet. I don't think I don't know if anybody expected people to go this insane over the fact that Gene Simmons just posted a picture of a cereal bowl with ice in it. But the internet's gone crazy.
And he might have thought for all these years what he was doing was something that everybody did, that it was normal, until you find out that when people look at you weird, you're like, oh, I guess what I do all the time is not normal.
That's true. You're absolutely right. There's a lot of people out there that probably do things that, like you said, they go, what? Not everybody does this? What? And it turns out, no, dude, you're crazy. Why do you do that? So we're talking about weird stuff that you do that people go, you know what? No, 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 no. You think it's normal, but it's not. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Larry in Puyallup. Larry, you are on The Rock.
Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. So what is it that you do that everybody else thinks, what are you, nuts?
I put cheese on PBJ.
Ooh.
I don't know about that.
What kind of cheese?
Ooh. From Unda, of course.
Man.
Cheddar. Boy, I'm the Tillamook cheddar or the plastic cheese.
Well, Danny did when we were at was it Luna Cafe?
Luna Park.
Yeah, when we were there, did I have cheese along with that bacon and peanut butter on that great Elvis burger they have?
Yes, you did.
All right, so I have to tell you, dude, it does go well. It's not as but we didn't. I didn't have the jelly on there, but God, a little sweetness. I can see how that would be a good sandwich. But yeah, I can see where people are going, dude. What are you doing?
I got family and friends that are still freaked out after this from 40 years of me doing this.
Wow. And has anyone tried it? Because I bet it's tasty.
A couple people have, and they're on the fence.
I'm willing to try it. I can't really picture that taste in my head now.
I'm finding a bunch of recipes for it online, but they grill it. And I think that's what's supposed to make it better.
Like a melted cheese on it.
Well,
yeah.
Let's be honest. Frying anything makes anything better. Seriously. That's a fact. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What is something that you think is normal, but everyone else thinks, oh, you're crazy for doing it? Russell in Tacoma, you are on The Rock.
Good morning, TJ.
Good morning, Russell. So what do you do that everybody goes, Russell, what is wrong with you?
So my sport of choice is rock climbing. So I'm 26 years old, I'll preface this with that. And so I just wanted to get more space, and I was tired of just camping outside. So I, with my big boy money, went and bought a minivan.
Oh, is this like a real minivan, not a crossover, but like the old school Safari, Astros, that kind of stuff?
No, it's a 2017 Toyota Sienna.
But it's a minivan.
It's got the sliding door.
Like, yep, electric sliding door.
Attaboy. Nice. Yeah. That's luxury.
Yeah, 26 years old, no kids. And I work in the trades, and, you know, all the guys have, like, big trucks and stuff. I just pull them with my minivan.
You know, so why do you like the minivan over the normal pick-em-up truck?
Well, it had to be a Toyota. Just reliable.
All right.
But just, I don't know, more space. I mean, I tried out the trucks. When I was going to the Wallop, and just try all of the Toyotas and stuff.
I mean, yeah, the Tacoma's Tacoma's a fine pickup truck. It's not like Toyota doesn't make a good pickup truck. So, yeah, why the minivan over the Tacoma?
Well, instead of just, like, you know, trying to, like, need the car for like other people like look it up for like your reliability and stuff. Like I would go to the back of the cars and lay in the back of them.
Wait, you want me to go? You're the one who asked him the question. You turned your own mic off.
Oh, yeah. I thought I hung up on him. I wanted to gong him. I don't think I was getting an answer. I asked him.
He answered the question.
What did he say?
He said he likes them. He just likes the way they look.
That was the answer?
And he's a rock climber, so he needs stuff to put his stuff in.
This is not an acceptable answer.
You ask him the question.
You know what?
He answers it. You ask him a different question. As soon as he starts talking, you look at me like, gong him.
I'm like,
why am I gonging him? You just asked him the question.
I totally tuned out on the guy.
Oh, it's very apparent.
Yeah. I totally tuned out on the guy.
We noticed.
Yeah, well,
but I feel his pain, man. People made fun of me when I bought a minivan.
Yeah,
because back when my band, we were going to go on a tour, and my car broke down. I'm like, well, I got to get a new car. Might as well get a van. I didn't want to get a band van, so I'm like, I'll get a minivan. We'll make it work. And I first was very like insecure about it because I'm a 20-something year old guy like he was. And then as the more I had it, I was like, man, I could get away with driving in the carpool lane. Nobody thinks that I'm not. I mean, you're in a minivan.
Oh yeah,
nobody's pulling you over because you're in a minivan. So it's like, you know, if I'm speeding, I got away with everything. And whenever anyone wanted to go somewhere, I had all the room for everybody. It started, my buddies called it the fun bus.
Well, there used to be.
You guys want to go somewhere? Let's all load up in the fun bus.
And it got a bad stigma, but is it because it wasn't a full-size van? Because the minivans were like more manageable than full-size vans, like the old Chevy van days in the 70s.
Well, I think just people assume it's you're a soccer mom.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is.
With it.
They're very convenient. You're right.
That's rad. You open up that door, and it's like a little spaceship you're going in.
Yep. But they got such a bad stigma, they created a whole brand new class of car that now soccer moms are using, and that's the crossover.
I don't even know. What the hell is a crossover?
Well, it's got a lot of space in the back, but it's got windows. It's like the new station wagon, but it looks more like between a station wagon and a minivan. It's huge.
Okay.
And you've probably seen them, but didn't know they were crossovers.
No, I'm looking at my, I just assumed they were minivans.
Yeah, they're not. So the whole crossover vehicle, it's like a sports utility vehicle / minivan, but they don't call them minivans. And that's what soccer moms
just
have.
Get the damn minivan.
They don't do it anymore because of the bad stigma. Uh-huh. I think a minivan is much better than a crossover, but nobody does them anymore.
Out of Town and Country, man. That thing was sweet.
Oh, the Town and Country.
Yeah, I felt luxurious in that thing.
Luxurious. That's awesome.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually try to schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.